I call to order the 1736th plenary meeting of the Conference on Disarmament. I forgot to go. Excellencies, dear delegates, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for participating in the meeting today. Today, I propose that the conference resume its consideration and action on the draft report of the Conference on Disarmament to the General Assembly of the United Nations. A further revised draft of the report of the Conference on Disarmament was circulated electronically by the Secretariat yesterday, Wednesday, as contained in CDWP 664 Rev 2. The further revised draft report contains all the paragraphs we provisionally adopted at our plenary meeting on Tuesday. It also incorporates in paragraphs 9 and 10 the language proposed by the President and circulated electronically by the Secretariat on Tuesday. Finally, Appendix 2 lists all the documents that have been submitted by member states as of 3 p.m. on Wednesday. I've been informed by the Secretariat that due to the time it takes to process documents, advanced copies of the new documents that appear in CDWP 664 Rev 2 will only be possible after the conclusion of our session. It is not my intention to return to any paragraph we have already adopted provisionally. I presume we resume our consideration and provisional adoption of the outstanding parts, namely paragraphs 9 and 10 and Appendix 2. After that, we will consider and adopt the report as a whole. If the approach I have described for our work today is agreeable to all, I will proceed accordingly. At this stage, are there any comments or requests from the floor? Excellencies, dear colleagues, we will now continue with consideration and adoption of the report of the Conference of Disarmament to the General Assembly of the United Nations as contained in CDWP 664 Rev 2. The revised draft was circulated electronically by the Secretariat yesterday. I draw your attentions to Section 2C, entitled Attendance and Participation of States Not Members of the Conference, and to paragraphs 9 and 10. The version of the text in front of you followed long and intense consultations. I wish to thank all delegations for their active and constructive engagement on the matters reflected in these paragraphs. It is my sense that the current text takes into account all positions that have been expressed. I acknowledge that this is a sensitive and challenging issue for many delegations. This is not the text that any delegation wanted, but I believe it represents our best chances of obtaining consensus on this report. I thank all member states for their flexibility and for the difficult compromises that have been made by all sides. May I take it that the conference wishes to provisionally adopt paragraphs 9 and 10. It is so decided. I now draw your attention to Appendix 2 of the draft report containing the list of documents and text issued by the conference this year. This appendix has been adopted to include all documents that have been received by 3 p.m. yesterday, Wednesday. May I take it that the conference wishes to provisionally adopt Appendix 2. It is so decided. We have now come to the final stage of our work. I thank you for your patience and cooperation. We will now turn to the consideration and adoption of the report as whole. May I take it that the Conference on Disarmament wishes to adopt the draft report as a whole, as containing documents CDWP 664 Rev 2, Russia, you have the floor.